Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey there, AfterBuzzers. Join us tonight for episode 6 of HBO's Divorce Losing It. I'm losing it a little myself. It's all about sex and boundaries, and we're going to break it down for you right now, so tune in as we get
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Don't forget me, babe. All you got to do is call
it. That kind of day. That's all right. Cold in LA.
Yes. Oh. And in the studio.
It's changing
cold
the dynamic.
Everywhere.
Well, welcome, After Buzzers. This is HBO's Divorce, episode 6. Losing It is the title. And it's all about sex and boundaries with the kids and the adults. Holy cow. We have a lot to get into. I'm your host, Miriam Gonzalez. You can follow me on Instagram at MiriamG1 and on Twitter at Miriam L. Gonzalez. To my left is my fabulous panel.
Hi, this is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y.
Hey, everyone. I'm Monique Loveless, and you can catch me on all platforms at Monique.Loveless.
What's up, guys? Katie Foley. You can follow me at Katie Did What Now. You know the drill. Just don't do what I tell you not to do every week.
So do it.
Boundaries!
Well, ladies, tonight's episode, or last night's episode, I always feel, you know, it's tonight, last night. I watched it a bunch of times tonight as well. Yes. Wow. Like, how super fun is, we can hear you guys. I hate to break the fourth wall. So last night's episode, we had... I mean, I feel like we need to start with the kids and sex and those boundaries, and then we'll get into everyone else and everything else, because it all just kind of, you know, blends in. But the show somewhat opens with Robert coming home with Lila, and she's asking to dye her hair purple, which, first of all, Monique, your hair looks fabulous.
Yes.
And I'm like, did you do this in lieu of the episode? Because it just kind of goes hand in hand.
I actually just watched it, but it just happened that it ended up being perfect. And I've been wanting to do red all my life since I was probably Lila's age, so.
I love it.
It works.
Yay, thank you.
Love it.
Thank you.
In this episode, Lila wanted to dye her hair purple, and as she's asking Robert as they're walking in the door, he kind of, yes it and ask your mom kind of thing, which is typically what happens in a lot of divorce situations. It's always ask the other parent and expect the other parent to be
the bad guy.
The bad guy.
Right.
And you know, Robert's like, okay, let's play Xanadu, which is hilarious. And he attempts to go to the bathroom and comes to find that Tom is in the bathroom with a bra on the toilet seat, only to find that he's having some sex with his girlfriend's daughter, Ella.
Sexual relations. that phrase, sexual relations. Don't it remind you of Bill Clinton? Again?
Yeah, I was just about to say. Do not have sexual relations. That
I don't know. I mean, isn't he like 17?
16.
16, 17, isn't that usually around the time you lose your virginity? You become sexual active?
It's the time that it happens. It's the time your parents don't want to think or dream of it happening.
Yeah, but that is like normal timing, right?
It is.
I think what freaked him out is that it was his girlfriend's daughter.
Yes, that too.
Yeah. That would have been, because that's like, oh, shit, you done messed up my situation.
Oh, yeah, he said, you could choose any other girl, you know?
Right. It just so happened that she was around all the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, when it's
yes. And she's more experienced, right? Isn't that what he said?
Yes. And didn't Tom say, like, she chose me? Like, she's probably the only girl that wants to have sex with him. So it's like, I'm going to do it with whoever.
It. Right.
Whoever's saying yes.
That's funny.
Is that how boys are? Guys are? Whoever says yes? I guess.
You know, she says it in Eat, Pray, Love. She's like, has a man, when What's-Her-Face has taken her pants off, has a man ever said no to you being naked as far as, like, body size, body weight, any of that? And the answer most of the time, I want to say, is no, unless you're in L.A.
Right.
Like, you need to lose 10 pounds.
Yeah. Right. I see that all the time. It's so weird. But, I mean, other than that, he's young. So I guess a more experienced girl is kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Getting, you know, you're dipping in the new waters. And yes. So
it's a new experience. And, you know, like, his first interaction with Ella is in the high school hallways, mm-hmm. where she's like, let's skip and ditch and find something fun to do. That's her idea of fun. And right. then, you know, he disappears at the birthday party to only be in the bathroom with her once again right. prior to this situation.
Right.
So he's done it like two or three times.
Yeah, and he was very hard on when he talked to Robert about it. He was very mature about it. He was like, this is not our only time we've done it.
Yeah.
So I thought him handling it was mature too. I thought he was pretty mature to handle it. I don't know.
I mean, how would you, I mean, we're girls, so it's a little different when someone walks in, and that, thank God, never happened at 16. But, I mean, how do you handle that as a teenager when your parent walks in? It's like, first of all, I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
Oh,
but I was raised differently.
It's happened to me before, but I wasn't wanting to be in that situation. So I was fully clothed. And he was fully naked, and my mom, she, you know, got her baseball bat and was ready to.
Oh my nice God, girl.
Really? Swing. Yeah.
I thought it was funny because I didn't really like him anyway. So, hey, it was drama. Uh-huh. It was like a soap opera in the house that night. So, I don't know.
Where's the popcorn?
Right. I don't know how to like how you would react.
All right. Now, if it was your child.
Her mom was very open, so she's like, oh, this doesn't, you know, this doesn't matter.
And that was an interesting dynamic. So he busts, you know, Tom and Lila having, Tom and Ella having sex in the bathroom.
Right.
And then it becomes now a thing that he has to now talk to his girlfriend, because it is, you know, his girlfriend's daughter. It's making things complicated. What if they get serious? Not that they're going to get serious. They're so young.
Right.
But it's just a complicated situation, and the fact that they're now in this Mexican restaurant having spicy, not spicy salsa, and how funny was that chick mixing the salsa up? And, like, it couldn't have been more, like, so in your face so obnoxious.
Right.
But she's just so nonchalant, and I get, this is where, and you guys tell us what you think, first of all, download us on iTunes. Rate us.
Yes.
5 stars is always appreciated. Yes. Also, on this YouTube link, comment. We read them. We like to interact with you guys. Really appreciate your comments. But how would you react if this was you in this situation? Because I know that there are people like myself that are somewhat conservative, but then I teeter-totter where I'm like, I kind of want to be a little cool like her, but I think not that cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's talking about, well, I want Ella to talk to me, and I want her to be her true, authentic self. And, you know, I want her to enjoy sex. And I told her for it to be more than hand jobs and blow jobs.
That's so
I don't
funny.
Think I've ever had that discussion, and I'm 40 with my mother said ever about blowies.
Well, that's what Robert said too. He's like, you actually talk that way to your daughter?
I don't know. I find it okay. So, obviously, I'm always the person on the other side. I think as a parent, I'm not a parent, but I think as a parent, that would be hard. But also as a parent, most parents think in their mind, oh, I want you to come and talk to me. Mm-hmm. But most parents are like Frances, and you don't want to talk to them.
Right.
But see, now her daughter is open with her, so she's kind of able to maneuver her situation and help her out. You're going to do it anyway. I can't really stop you, but I prefer for you to do it and know about and what to do so that you don't end up in certain situations and stuff like that. So I kind of like her approach.
Yeah.
Just because now her daughter is going to be more open with her than somebody like Frances. I mean, most parents are like Frances, and you're not as open with them. And then you make dumb mistakes or stupid decisions.
I agree with you, and I think as long as the child is comfortable with it, too. Like, if the kid's with it, then that's cool. I think where you draw the line in the sand is just that she was so, like, game for Tom, because Tom's a good kid.
Right.
You know? And it's like, dude, you are messing up your situation. Like, there is going to be inevitable drama, you know? It's weird how cool you are with this awkward,
totally agree.
Like child parent. And date, Robert, I mean, was, what, a double date? Like, what, right, what's next?
Exactly.
You know?
So weird.
Yeah.
Sure, that kids, would be weird. Go upstairs to the room. We're just going to watch a movie. Do you need a rubber?
Right.
Like.
Right. Let us know when you're done. We'll go up there next. Like, what?
Tag teaming it out of the room.
Yeah, yeah, that would be weird.
It
strange.
Is.
So great that she's so open.
Yeah.
She's like, Tom's cute. Like, ew.
Right,
like,
he's a good kid. Ew. Right. What?
But I think that's when her parent kicked in, though. Like, Tom's a good guy. The rest of the people that she's been with has been pretty shitty. So she's actually on the right track. I don't think she was thinking like me herself, because parents always think about their kids first. So I think at that moment she was
good
thinking
as
a parent.
Yeah.
Well, single parent.
Yes.
So she's a single parent, which now this is another outlet when it comes to divorce. Mm-hmm. And this is something that now Robert and Frances are having to deal with, as now being, even though they're a team, they're still single parents separately. They're parenting together, but they're separate. So they still have to have some sort of boundary, because we're going to see, you know, we've talked many about how we haven't seen quite much interaction with Lila and Frances. But we're getting little glimpses of that. And now, like, for instance, when Lila came home and dropped the bag and was like, you know, Mom, can I get my hair dyed purple? And she's like, absolutely not. She's like, well, so I can't dye my hair purple, but Tom can have sex with Ella in the bathroom at Dad's place. Drop the bomb. Now, that's a play for Lila towards Mom. If Robert and Frances were really not kind of co-parenting the way that they are right now.
Right.
And I respect them. They've grown. Even though they still kind of are a little crotchety, they're communicating to the point where they go to that therapist and they're sitting in the therapist's office. They hash everything out.
She doesn't say a word.
Not one word. Not one
word. And he's like, well, that was a waste of time and money.
It was. I was thinking that before when he was like, great. And when he said it, I was like, perfect. Yeah, that was a waste of time and money.
But sometimes I like that they went and they did that, though. Because if they didn't have that come to Jesus moment of this is what we need to do, and there wasn't a person there, that could have escalated.
Yeah.
Because that is a serious topic. It's like, okay, well, all right, what if one doesn't agree to the door being closed? Or what if I can't always be home and monitor what he's doing? He said he was supposed to be at Matt's house.
Right.
And Matt now has a stomach bug, so he conveniently came home early to bang his girlfriend.
Right.
So it's like, how do you find that balance? So for them to go to a therapist, I really kind of admire that process. But going back a little, you know, it's like, how do you handle a situation like this moving forward with your children? Mm-hmm. Because someone like Jackie has now come to terms that she's a single parent. She's okay with it, which is why she's so having such a hard time letting Tom in as far as dealing with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So she had to, something has had to have happened with her and her daughter down the road when they lived in the city, where she might have been rebellious like Lila and brought home a guy to spite her. Mm-hmm. And Mom could have acted like Frances and been like, fuck you, like Frances was in the school. Or she'd be like, you know what? You want to be a little hooker? Here's a big box of condoms.
Yes.
Here's a big box of lube. I mean, get in your child's face, be obnoxious. Before you know it, it's that saying, tell me, if you say I can't do something, then I want to do it. But if you tell me I can, then I'm like, well, why do I want to do it? So it's that dynamic, my opinion.
Yeah.
And you guys tell me what you think.
I'll say, too, to Frances's credit, I think that she was going to, just based off of past behavior, I was expecting for her to fly off the handle way more than she did. Mm-hmm. I actually think she kind of toned it down on the Frances scale, you know?
She did. Well, I don't know.
Is it the double standard?
She ran after him.
She didn't run after him. That was, but that's not.
And then, no. This is my thing.
Yeah.
It was like she forced no consent on him than she did to try to have a conversation with him. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on? I heard that this was, you know, what you're doing. Like, do you need the conversation? Has your dad have the conversation? She was like, if somebody kisses your penis and you say no, that's not consent. Like, that is why you don't talk to your parents.
Right.
Because now you're putting something on me. That's crazy. Now you're putting something on me that is not even true.
Right. Like, but Frances' craziness we've seen would, I feel like she would ban Tom from seeing that girl. Maybe ban Tom from going to her, to his dad's place.
Show up at Ella's school.
And be like, exactly. Show up at his dad's place, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I could see that, her doing that, and she took a scale back on that. But still, the no consent thing was a lot for me. Like, how are you going to force rape on this man just because you don't want your son to be having sex? And you want some type of explanation about it for yourself.
Well, it's not so much that. It's, we live in a different era today where, I mean, you see, like, you know, at like UCLA as an example, it's a school now where they're like, you can't even drink there anymore because what you have the yes means no, no means yes app and all of that kind of stuff. Like, the lines are blurred and people don't know the difference and we're just too politically correct and it's you need to have these conversations.
Yeah.
And this is where it got scary for me. She's trying to have a conversation because all it takes is one silly little hooker to say some silly allegation that's not true. Oh, my God, Tom left me for another girl. I'm going to say that he raped me. And then that becomes a whole situation. So it's like you need to have the lines as clear as possible.
But those weren't clear lines.
Well, this is where
she was trying to do the right thing.
Like, this is where it got scary. He's like, the guidance counselor talked to us about that. Would you trust the guidance counselor to be raising your children? I mean, look at how our school systems are today.
No.
And God bless some of our teachers, but not all of them care that much. And we see some of them in the media today. And I'm sorry. It's up to us, the parents.
I totally understand. Like that, I said, I'm not a parent, but I totally believe, like, if they're willing to go to somebody and talk to them about it, that's an adult, I'd rather take that than nobody at all. Because where I'm from, everybody was pretty much pregnant by the time they got hit high school, if not two kids. So somebody should have been talking to them than them making their own decisions. And because your own decisions, you're talking to your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As an adult, even if you did talk to the guidance counselor, I'm going to say, okay, I'm glad you talked to some adult about it. I'm glad you guys sat down together to talk to some adult about it. Now, every teacher, every guidance counselor, everybody is not all the same. And some may say something different, but I'd rather them provide them with information that they need, especially nowadays. I'd rather them provide them with information that they need than to not have, than getting information from your friends.
Right.
That's not.
But don't they have like,
they have sex ed classes.
Yeah,
like,
but sex ed.
Yes. Like, no. Like, no means sex, no, this is consent.
Sex ed classes are all about abstinence, and you cannot teach somebody who is having sex about abstinence.
No.
You need to teach them. That's why STDs are so high.
I'm old too. I just remember. Back in the day, they taught, like, how to use a condom, put it on a banana,
they taught that, but most of the time it was like, don't have sex, don't do it until you're ready,
I don't remember that in my curriculum either.
And I remember teachers being like, if you feel like you're about to get raped, like, throw up, shit your pants, like, do whatever you can.
Say you have HIV.
No, fire. Oh, my God, totally. I remember it, like.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I remember the rubber on the banana, but that was pretty much it. Everything else was like, here's how a baby is born and don't have sex.
So video.
Like, I remember the chart of the birth control pill, the IUD, everything and like the pros and cons.
But see, wouldn't you rather your kids have that than nothing at all?
I feel like they
all
have that in every school.
Yeah. So sitting down with Ella and talking to a guidance counselor about it, I think it's fine. Like, I think that's okay. At least somebody needs to be there as an adult to have those conversations
with
him.
When he said that to Frances, like, the guidance counselor teaches us that, I would be like, okay, like, she was trying to do the right thing as a parent.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to have a daughter. It's hard to have a son, too.
Right.
And you have to talk to your sons and daughters about consent. I would be relieved to be like, okay, at least they're, like, covering that in school. But because she was trying to do the right thing.
Right.
But then she kept it going.
Well,
and ran after him.
Talked about, if he say no, somebody kisses your penis.
No. But here's the thing, is that he was actually putting up with it. Because he could have ran away. he really could have ran faster. He had the running shoes on. He's younger. He's a guy. Guys tend to run faster than women. Yeah. She's wearing heels. He didn't have to partake in that conversation. No. He could have took off.
No. You know? And that's the thing. Her approach as a parent, like, the lesson for me, should said kid that situation ever happen, I'm not going to wait for them to be running out the door. I'm going to wait for them to come in the door.
Yes.
And then plant their ass in the chair.
In the car when they can't run out.
Yes. When they can't jump out. And
throwing condoms at them. Birth control.
Right.
Pamphlets. Put on a sex tape. Yeah. Here's the to do and what not to do.
But that is Frances' craziness. Yeah. She's so impatient. She feels like she has to do, like, act very impulsive and do stuff right then and there, you know?
Well, speaking of impulsive, so Robert goes to Jackie's house and Ella answers the door. And his approach, he's, like, trying to be cool, too. And he's so dorky, Dad.
And I was like, no man should be having a conversation about anything remotely related to sex with
somebody
girl
else's daughter.
That's not your
with
own
nobody
daughter.
Else present, because she could say anything.
Right.
I was like, stop, run, don't have this conversation.
And right. These are the moments I just love Thomas Hayden Church's performance in this, because I'm such a huge Sideways fan. He's so slick in that. And seeing that juxtaposed with this, it's just so cool.
He was like, doors open, windows open.
Yeah. Any man-made structure.
Everything open. And he's like, cool, we cool? All right. Let's soul shake on that. And such an awkward situation, to the point where now Jackie goes to Robert's place and is like, are you threatening my daughter? Talk about going from 0 to 60. And there's your point. Mm-hmm. You don't know what her daughter could have said just to get her attention.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly.
And although I was like, she couldn't have said that much. He just said, leave the door open.
Right.
But she might wasn't have told there. The truth. And Jackie, like, her insecurity is, am I a good parent? Like, she thinks she's being such a good parent by being so open. And then her immediate reaction was, she doesn't need a dad.
Yes.
So she's so insecure about being a single parent that's how it manifested.
Ooh.
Yes, absolutely.
Because she doesn't need a dad, and she went into how she's been a single parent, and they've been okay.
Yeah.
I do feel like that was her insecurity showing, like, don't talk to my daughter, talk to me. Like, I should be the only one parenting her.
Right.
Since I'm the only one around.
Right.
I'm agree. Just trying to say, like, I do make up two parents. You know, I don't need someone to come in and take up the parental role. Like, you're a great boyfriend, but that's not...
But clearly she has issues, as we see.
Yes.
Right.
She has issues, and, you know...
She's cuckoo crazy.
a little bit more than I think I realized until we see her at the country club, at the tennis club, and she runs into Dallas. Now, here, you know, Diane's trying to get Dallas into tennis clinics, which she's so not into, and only because of the hot tennis coaches. And she brings her to the club only to run into Jackie in the most awkward situation, inside the sauna spa, and wrapped in a towel, and she's like, you know, I wish you were still my therapist. I miss you so very much. But then she starts talking to her like she's a girlfriend.
Yeah, right. Like she's her therapist again. That's why she was like, I'm not partaking in this whatsoever.
Right. I admire how Dallas is being so professional, considering she's really not.
Right.
I mean, she is, but she isn't.
Well, she's probably like, I don't want to lose my license. Like, this girl could turn on me on the dime and then like, call the board or whatever. Like,
only Dallas knows how batshit crazy she is.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And also, at the end of the day, even if she was still her therapist, this is a free session that you were expecting from me
exactly.
in the locker room. Like, are you kidding me?
Not only that, but then she goes on to give her a lengthy recommendation.
Yes.
Like, you go off to give her a lengthy recommendation. Like, I'm her therapist. Why do I need a recommendation from her?
But... The question is she didn't know. This is where I know. This is where I'm like, Jackie's the little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And I think we're going to see that come out more and more. Mm-hmm. Between her taking a shower and her meeting with the board, that couldn't have been any more than an hour.
Right.
A tour. She was wearing the same outfit. It wasn't like they were there all day long. But even that it was done within that day is still like, oh, let me think about that. I'll send them something tomorrow. They're like, oh, no. So, yes, you know, Diane and Nick will sponsor you, and that's cool. But then Jackie gives you a lengthy letter. and then admits that you're her therapist.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And you got to think it's also the cool girl complex. Like a lot of these cool girls are like very much overcompensating for something. You know, and she's been so cool. There had to be something she's overcompensating for.
I don't know. Give she's it to a us, little girl. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I think she doesn't really know that she's that cuckoo. Some people just don't know. They're not aware of it. Mm-hmm. I'll say that.
She's somewhat aware to be going to therapy. But not, like, totally clued in for sure.
Yeah, but we don't know what she started out going to therapy for.
True.
Yeah.
So, is it court mandated? Situation could have put her in therapy.
Yeah.
Well, and the way she talks to her therapist, too, it seems like maybe she doesn't have friends.
Right.
Like, maybe it's, you know, like, this hole in her life. Maybe, like, the way she talks to Dallas, it's like a friend.
But yeah. She's new. I hope we do see her more, like, develop her a little more, her character. Hopefully they do stay together, because she did end up apologizing and saying she wanted to work on it and stuff like that. I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, she showed her cuckoo-ness this episode.
Oh, speaking of cuckoo, Diane.
I love her. I mean, she's crazy.
You know, she couldn't get attention from Nick in other ways, so her bringing, you know, Dallas to the country club, she has an excuse to be separate from him and not always with him when they're tennising. And she says to Dallas, oh, I can't wait for you to meet the Australian tennis coach, Jeremy. So delicious, all that kind of stuff. She runs into him and then falls down the stairs. Like, isn't that usually amazing. Guys that do that? I mean,
oh my gosh, that was hilarious. But can we talk about how she walked into the thing and she was so jealous?
Yes. Oh yeah.
She was really jealous. Yes.
Oh my God, totally.
Like, that was so funny to me because she's always like, keep it cool. I'm the cool one. I'm the cool. We got to do this because I'm the cool one. She walked in so jealous. That was so funny. And I was just like, dang, she didn't even try to, like, most of the time she's a social person.
Yeah.
She didn't
yeah.
even try to, like, be the social.
She was like, you spent all night with my friend.
Yeah.
And then Sylvia, who I love, and I feel like they're going to become even better friends, because Frances grounded. Needs another friend with us, these two.
Yes.
She, like, immediately defended her. She's not, what did she say she was? She's not fucked up.
Yeah.
Right.
She was in a loveless marriage.
Right.
She broke it down so good. And I was like, yes.
She was so defensive of, she was like, you're stealing my friend and I will not have it, basically.
Right. And I love that dynamic, though, like you said, with, what's her name?
Sylvia.
And Frances. Yeah. Because she was like, yo, you're fucked up. Like,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Frances
that's
needs another friend.
Yeah, more absolutely. Layers.
Yes.
Than what I thought you had. Like, so I think that they should have a relationship, little they should become
and
better friends. She needs somebody who grounds her a little
she needs
more.
Another
she's so grounded.
Besides
besides Dallas. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you need a mirror. You don't need co-stars, you need a mirror.
Right.
Like, so
but the mirror that Sylvia is showing her when they're sitting in the gallery is one that makes her feel okay with who she is. Mm-hmm. And we see that when she's like, you have so many layers. She's like, well, you know what? For me and all my new layers, thank you. We thank you. Because there is more to her. And she knows that. That's the whole point of her acting out with, you know, Julian. That's her now going to Hot Andrew, which we'll get to in a minute, because I still want to finish with Diane really quick and Nick. But there's more layers to her. And the fact that Sylvia calls her out on it is just... Or compliments her on it. Doesn't call her out. Yeah. She compliments her.
Yeah.
Her friends will call her out on it. Sylvia compliments her on it.
I feel like her friends are yes people, so they don't really call her out. They may say something, but they're like, oh no, you're fine, you're good, that's blah blah blah, you know, you're better or whatever. And you don't always need yes people around you. Sometimes you need people who will tell you straight to your face how it really is.
Oh, I agree.
They tease her. They tease her a little bit, and that's as far as they go. They're not just like, no.
Yeah, no. They're not like, they don't make her really see herself. That's why I say you need a mirror sometimes instead of co-stars.
Right.
I like that.
You need a mirror. Like, sometimes you got to see you for who you really are. And her, Diane and Dallas don't do that for her.
No. But so back to the country club really quick. So we have, you know, tennis pro helping out poor Diane. Oh, the damsel that she is. And you know, he's like, you know, can you move your neck? And, you know, oh, the scrapes in your ankle, and let's check you out. And then, you know, Nick comes in. They paged me. Is everything all right? Like, all of a sudden, he's the doting husband. He took his head out of the pot roast.
Yeah. Right.
Finally.
He finally took his head out of the pot roast. And now he's like... I've got this. What's your Jared? Like Subway?
Subway guy.
He's like, you can go. Send somebody that's educated.
That's a college education.
He's super such a jerk. Rolling.
I super hope. No, I didn't think that was jerky. I thought that was a cute jealous. Like she said, that was adorable, jealous.
Oh my God, I was like, Nick is such a jerk.
She craves that from him.
Yeah, she craves that.
That's what I was going to say. Is this going to be a turning point for him to really keep his head out of the pot roast and like nurture their relationship?
Yeah, it's finally like, fighting will this for her.
Will this be a turning point? If not, I do feel like Diane will cheat.
I feel like jealousy is not the basis for like a for it to go home.
Not jealousy, but he showed that he cared. Any other time, he's only been cooking. He hasn't showed that he cared.
She got
in her lingerie. He wasn't paying no attention. Like in this aspect is like, oh my gosh, you actually paid attention to me. Even though it was a little bit of jealousy, you actually took the time to be like, this is my wife.
Yeah.
I think if Jeremy weren't there and she was like, I fell, he would be like, get up and clean yourself off and go home, because he's such a jerk.
Yeah.
Or because another guy was there who's cute and young and threatening to him of like his possession. And that's his
wife. Good.
I feel like that's bad. I feel like Nick is so messed up. They're both messed up.
They are both
messed up. They have such a screwed up relationship. Like, this is what's going to bring them together.
They need like crazy spikes for them to like
reconnect.
It's like
shoot him in the head.
Exactly. I was about to say that in the pilot.
They like drama.
Keeps their relationship going.
Some people, you know what that's for, and some people it's not, but I feel like drama keeps the relationship together, and I felt like that was good for him to finally start paying attention to Diane, because it was only a matter of time that she's going to start cheating.
Right. Yeah. Well, and you have to think, too, they're so affluent, too. They need some kind of struggle. So they're creating it for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, shall we get into Andrew and the opening scene? First of all, I thought it was Robert having sex with Jackie until they zoomed in, and I was like, oh, it's Francis with the hottie.
Yes.
Handle it, honey.
Right. At first, I thought it was Francis and Robert again.
Yeah, me too.
Was I the only one that thought that? No, okay. So good. I thought it was Francis and Robert again. And then I had to ask Fern. I was like, who's that? And it was Andrew. I don't know what I think about it.
I love their flirtation because, for one, he had initially said to her, don't date. Don't date. You're not ready. And then when he was ready to pursue it, she was like, no. So I feel like they have like this fun, playful cat and mouse thing going on, which is what she needs right now. She doesn't need anything serious that involves kids, that involves our kids having sex in the bathroom. It's too soon for that. You know, like everything is still kind of raw. Robert and her are now finally starting to communicate like human beings and not like crotchety people. So to have like this whole fun, flirty dynamic, and it's so funny because I thought of you, Fern, when she comes back and after they go to therapy and she goes to Andrew's place and she knocks on the door, it reminded me of when she was Carrie with the Paris and the French fries and the beret at Mr. Big's place. And like, she was the same character.
All over again. She had a breakdown in that, but whatever.
But I will say the interaction was different. Yes. The interaction was different because he pulled her in and it was playful and, you know, we see that again when he now goes to her house. And, Robert's supposed to have the kids, and she's not expecting him. And, you know, they're having a drink and being, you know, he's like, you have a family of squirrels moving into your house, and they're drinking out of solo cups. And before you know it, they're, like, frolicking on the trampoline, which is fun.
Yeah.
It's lighthearted. It's not serious.
Yeah, but not at your house. I say, if that's the case, you need to go somewhere else or go inside the house if you know that's about to go down, because... you do have kids, and you never know when they're just going to show up out of nowhere. Like, they just, clearly they do, because Lila showed up at Robert's and slept on the floor. Yeah. Like, so you never know, especially when you don't want to introduce your kids to somebody new.
Yeah.
And it's not serious.
Yeah.
Like, you keep that at a hotel, keep it at his place, keep it somewhere else other than your house, especially outside. It's just, to me, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how this dynamic is going to happen, but I think Frances needs some therapy herself.
Yeah.
I think she needs to go sit down with a therapist and get her life together.
I don't know how much I believe it. It's like, what made her change? That's the weird thing for me. Like, what brought her around to, you know, even entertaining, spending time with this guy?
Well, I think she likes the whole playfulness of it and the fact that it's he didn't want anything serious, and then he does want her. It's that give and take. It's that push and pull.
Thing. I honestly think it has to do with Robert and Jackie.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that too?
I think that because she needs to occupy herself with something else besides worrying about them.
Yeah.
She's taking on this guy because he's the closest, because, you know, he's the Sam guy. Yeah.
Sure. And he's
hot. He's about the only guy who's giving her attention right at this moment that she can probably entertain for the moment. But I don't know. I think she needs to just be single and go get some therapy.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm.
Seriously.
The interesting part is she, I feel like she was really making a strong conscious effort of keeping him on the DL. And then after this whole interaction, like the cat's out of the bag, they finally have a date in public, which was kind of sweet. And it's like, you know what? If Robert's going to be going out with Jackie and having Mexican food with the, you know, salsa being made all right there in front of your face, and having the kids meeting Jackie and the kids are having sex with Jackie's kids, she's like, why can't I be with this hot guy who introduced her to this artist, who she's now working with, who clearly has some of the same interests?
You should. I mean, you don't have to do something based on somebody else.
No. I think she's lonely.
I think she is lonely.
But don't base your whatever interactions off someone else, because you're going to end up getting hurt.
But I mean, I think she's lonely, meaning she should not be dating anyone.
Right.
She should be in therapy and alone and feel it. And then when she's ready, go out with him because you really like him.
That's how I feel too. I totally feel the same way.
But I think he's adorable. But. And I liked him when they first met, but then in this episode, I was like, I don't know if their chemistry is... Do they have chemistry?
I don't know.
I am not feeling it whatsoever. That's why I was just like, I guess. Like, even their sex didn't seem...
All right, it was very teenager-like.
I don't know. I think she needs to get it together, because clearly she
get
keeps
it together.
She keeps messing up with Lila. Yeah. She's just out doing crazy stuff. I mean, clearly you broke up this family and this marriage by having an affair. Like Sylvia said, you're fucked up. You need to go get this straightened around first before you try to bring somebody else into your situation.
Mm-hmm. True.
So Robert was kind of clear. He was like, you know what? It's a divorce. I wasn't cheating. I was very faithful. I loved you, blah, blah, blah. So now he moves into something else. Doesn't mean you move into something else. So occupy yourself. You need to move right on into therapy, Frances. Thank you.
Shall we get into predictions then, ladies?
Yes.
Let's get into predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. So what do we think is going to happen with Frances and, let's say, Andrew moving forward?
I don't see it working out. I think he's too slick. Something's going to come out about him.
Well, in the preview, he says his ex-wife cheated on him with the contractor. It's not that something's going to come out about him. I think it's something's going to come out about her. Mm-hmm. And it's the truth. Mm-hmm. And the truth is not going to set her free. It's going to set her down a very, very squirrely road with said hot guy, Andrew.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm hoping that Robert and Jackie really move forward. I like their chemistry. I actually like them together. I really feel them. This Andrew and Frances situation, I don't think is going to work out, because Frances needs help. And she just is going to mess up everything. Whether it doesn't matter what it's going to be, it's going to be her that probably messes up the situation by her crazy tantrums or whatever the case may be. She needs to get help. I think... I do want to see more of the dynamic between her and Lila.
Yeah.
How that's going to work out. Because she keeps kind of like messing up in Lila's eyes. Mm-hmm.
So it's pushing her more towards the dad. And then I hope that they continue to develop Tom. Like, where does he go from here?
Right.
And Diane and Nick. Like, is this really going to make Nick, like, straighten up? Like, seriously?
Yeah.
And then is Dallas going to be with this guy at the country club?
Oh, yeah. We forgot about the flirtation there.
Like, he was flirting with her. Is he nice? Is, you know, are we going to see more of him? Are they really going to get together?
Right.
Like, is she really going to get to have a relationship?
Him?
Because
yeah.
she's low. She's about to be very lonely now. Like, she said her son is moving out, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see Sylvia and Francis become really good friends.
Oh, yeah.
But it looks like Sylvia's going to ask her to do something that she's not comfortable with, which I can't imagine what it is. Maybe, I don't know. I'm curious to see.
My prediction on that one. In the preview, they show that they're at some sort of gallery type thing where they're trying to maybe sell her artwork and make it bigger. I think Sylvia, in my prediction, I think Sylvia gets poached by a bigger gallery and tells Francis, bye.
Oh my God, that would be horrible.
That's life. That's life.
That will be her reality check.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. I mean, this is all real feels. So.
Wow.
Because she says to her, she's like, thank you so much for, you're the reason why I'm not working at the bank anymore.
Oh.
And then the conversation pauses there, but, and then it's like, but what? All the feels. Now, all right, so for the last one, Jackie, in the preview, they show Jackie tries to suggest mixing business with pleasure with Robert. Mm-hmm. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Let's not forget, ladies, she's a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
And they haven't been dating that long.
Yes.
Yeah, they haven't been dating that long. But sometimes it works. I mean, look at Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah, but wait, do we remember either one of them
or
Beyonce or
Jay-Z? No, we remember the elevator incident with Jay-Z and Solange?
That was made up, but... The case being, you never know. Sometimes it could work. Some people are good managers.
Mm.
I mean, Marie and Kevin work together.
True.
That's true.
So it could work. I mean, it may not work.
We're talking about two sane people versus two cuckoo for
cocoa.
Right. Exactly.
I don't think it's going to work. He's shown a track record of not being good with business. That's kind of was their breaking point with Francis and him. And she's crazy. So I don't think it's going to work.
No way. And they haven't known each other that long.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to go into business together, go into business after you've been married 10 years.
But business-wise, they're opposite ends. She's the real estate. He's the builder. So that could work.
But he always doesn't finish the home.
Yeah. Right. She's successful. He doesn't really have a good track record.
Yeah. Maybe she'll make him. Sometimes you need that person to steer you in the direction you need to go to be successful.
Yeah.
It takes someone that's on your team that nags you.
Right. I think it could be a big, awful mess, but I hope it happens because it's good TV. Uh-huh. It's good writing.
It's going to be really interesting to see what happens with these characters.
Yeah.
And ladies, I must say, the preview, we have two more episodes left, and I am so eager to find out what happens because a lot's going to happen in the next one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to it. So, ladies, we will wrap up this evening and rejoin next Monday. You can follow me, Miriam L. Gonzalez, on Twitter or on Instagram at MiriamG1. You can also follow us here at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter. And also be sure to comment down below on iTunes, rate us, all that fun stuff. To my left, I have my ladies.
You can find me, Fern Ronay, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y, and my website, fernronay.com.
And I'm Monique Loveless, and you can find me everywhere at Monique.Loveless.
And you can find me everywhere at Katie DeWhat Now, and I'm Katie Foley.
Awesome. Until next Monday, we will see you guys later. Thank you for joining us. Big kiss.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.